slaves and captives free.
That the 4th of July is Independence Day in the red, white, and blue. But what you might not know about Independence Day is that there's not one, but two. And the other one's in June. Now I know you know about the Emancipation Proclamation, signing red, white, President Lincoln putting an end to slavery. But did you know that even though with busy goals like documentation, that at least half of the nation didn't want to change a thing? And that was New Year's Day, 1863. But news didn't travel quick, and some 250,000 slaves still toiled in post-war Texas. Which brings us to Galveston Island. So 2.5 years go by, but things were as they were. Slaves are free to live their lives, but some still haven't heard. That was until that fateful day, in 1865. General Granger and the Union Army finally arrived. The Civil War has been over and the slaves are all free. Absolute equality for personal rights and property. So we celebrate this day as the end of slavery, because slavery isn't over until everyone is free.
Oh, you can hear it in their voices, echoing through all the ages, is what the moment means. Let freedom ring, and so every year we celebrate this as the end of our enslavement. Toward the dream of what freedom means. On June 19th, oh, Juneteenth, set the slaves and captives free. Oh, Juneteenth, Juneteenth, be free. Oh, Juneteenth, to practice and to liberty. Oh, Juneteenth, remember my. On June 19th.